At the end of September, when the gather begins, of the herd up north, when the grass starts to thin, Cody and Ike ride along with their skill to better the odds, ride Burbank and Bill. It's that old apple tree that I still can recall that chewed bittersweet on that roundup last fall. The one that grows old on the rugged East Bluff, where riders won't prowl, the going is rough. Riding slow through the narrows is the only way to pass under that tree with the cliff-sided view. Brown leaves hide the slope where the grass hardly grows and the rocky drop off and the wind always blows. Why, surely no cows could be grazing up there. It was the driest of years, could only be bare. So me and the boys punched our gathered on in. We were short, just a few, well, just maybe 10. We elected to eat before we rode back out. We were waiting for grub, just jawing about while Cookie fired up that stained black and gray. Those few mavericks will just have to wait. The brand boss drove up without making a sound, got out and said, "Looks like they're all found." I approached him with caution and said with a sigh, "We're missing a few, and I think they're up high." "Well, why are you boys here and not ready to mount? There'll be time to grub up when you balance that count." Cody and Ike rattled hawks for the hills and did not return soon. So went Burbank and Bill. Finally, Bill rode in crazed as a man can get. I joked with old Cookie, he has some news, I'll bet. He rambled off a story, one heck of a tale. So Bill, Cookie, and I started up the bluff trail. Cookie said, "Wait," he grabbed that big apple pie to use as a tool when he confronted the guy that was making the ruckus and causing disrupt of the cowboys and cows that were now all corrupt. We arrived at the narrows and looked on to the sight, where one wrong move could have put that whole bunch into flight. The stock and the riders had passed on through, unaware of the bear with the apple stalked view. I lifted my hat and confirmed that that tree lodged the biggest brown bear that you ever did see. No horse nor cow would ease on out under an overstuffed bear just lounging about. Any shot that was fired would cause stampede for the cliff. They were all so stiff-legged, feared danger they'd sniff. So we bribed that bear down with that great-looking pie, smelling so fresh of sweet apples and chai. The adventure was over. We rode back to camp. The tally all balanced. The hands could revamp. No one looked at Cookie, nor their thanks did they share. Still mad 'cause he fed their whole pie to that bear.